Ben Bernanke in the hot seat.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Cheryl Glazer. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke delivers the Fed's monetary policy outlook to Congress this week. He starts this morning on the Senate side. And you can bet financial markets around the globe will be listening in. They're looking for some clue as to whether the Fed will keep raising interest rates. But this will also be a chance for investors to learn more about how the new Fed chairman thinks and, more importantly, communicates his thoughts. Meanwhile, financial regulators are asking for public comments on some new rules they're proposing. The regs would require banks and other institutions to draw up plans for preventing identity theft. Ashley Milne-Tite has that story.
Banks are typically liable if identity thieves go on a spree with customers' credit cards, so most already flag potential fraud. Jeff Kopchick is with the FDIC.
One of the things we're asking for comment on is how much would banks have to change or do new?
He says the new rules are being put in place at the government's insistence. Nessa Fedis of the American Bankers Association says banks' main concern is that federal regulators may not fully appreciate the ingenuity of fraudsters. She says flexibility is key.
Banks can respond to new types of fraud or use better prevention methods and not be wasting resources on things that have become obsolete and are no longer effective.
Banks have 60 days to send comments for regulators' consideration before new rules are finalized. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Toyota's taken the lead in gasoline hybrid-powered vehicles. Now the Japanese carmaker says it's working on plans for a new advanced hybrid. This car would be a so-called plug-in and could be recharged with a normal 120-volt outlet. And Toyota's pursuing another idea, a vehicle that runs on fuel made of 85% ethanol. It may seem a bit early in the morning to be asking this, but indulge me. What's the top imported beer here in the U.S.? Heineken, Amstel? Nope, it's Corona. And now the Mexican brewer wants to streamline the way its suds make it to local convenience stores. Frank Contreras has more.
Corona's slick ad campaigns always show two people of the opposite sex enjoying their cold ones with a twist of lime. But the beer's maker, Mexico's Grupo Modelo, seems to think two is too many. For years, the company relied on two U.S. distributors to import Corona to the four corners of America. But yesterday, Grupo Modelo announced a $150 million joint venture with New York-based Constellation Brands, making it Corona's sole U.S. distributor. Beer writer Greg Glaser says the deal could make the champion import even bigger.
It's a hot brand. People like it, and it just keeps selling really well. So I think the efficiency of one importer can't do anything but help that.
Beverage industry analysts also think the move could put Grupo Modelo in a position to import its brands to other foreign markets. In Mexico City, I'm Frank Contreras for Marketplace.
After a bumpy week or so, the stock market managed to find its feet yesterday thanks to some solid corporate profit reports. The Dow posted up 51 points, or almost 0.5%. The Nasdaq put on 5 points, or 0.25%. The S&P 500 added 0.2%. This is Marketplace. Marriott's announcing today it's going to ban smoking in all its hotels in the U.S. and Canada. It hopes to win a competitive edge over Hilton and other rivals. Some hotels are taking it further and experimenting with allergy-friendly rooms, as Janet Babin reports.
Even if you don't suffer from allergies, just looking at those hotel AC units can make you start sneezing.
Those coils can get completely encased in a biological slime, something called a biofilm.
That's University of Buffalo professor Robert Beyer. Based on initial results, his team found that allergy-friendly rooms can reduce particulate pollution by 75%. The process includes ultraviolet lamps to zap germs, underbed filters, deep carpet cleaning, and a dose of ozone. Only a few hotels currently offer the service. But if the concept takes off, hotels hope to charge up to $25 extra for allergy-friendly rooms. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
You're listening to American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. And by Reuters. Reporting from around the world, every day, every hour, every second, Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace, and I'm Cheryl Glazer. one of the biggest initial public offerings ever, makes its debut today. The Russian government is selling about 12% in the giant state-owned oil company, Rosneft. The shares are listed not on Wall Street, but in London, and the deal is expected to raise as much as $10 billion. But it's also sparked some real debate among financial types about investing in a company run by the Kremlin. From the Marketplace European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
On the face of it, these shares look pretty tempting. In fact, a real steal, says Nick Redman of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
Rosneft is a company with friends in the highest places and therefore would appear to have a very bright future.
He says Rosneft seems very well placed to profit from Russia's gigantic oil reserves.
As a state-owned company in an oil sector which is large by global standards, the feeling is that Rosneft is going to have the pick of state licenses in the future.
Yes, a steal. But that, according to the critics, is the problem. They say that Rosneft's most valuable asset, its main oil production unit, was indeed stolen.
It's state theft and an attempt to be legitimized. These are stolen goods.
Toronto-based lawyer Robert Amsterdam represents the stricken Russian oil company Yukos. That company was broken up on the orders of President Putin, allegedly because the boss was a political opponent. The Kremlin compelled Yukos to sell its biggest asset on the cheap to state-owned Rosneft. Amsterdam says the Rosneft IPO is an affront to the rule of law.
These are stolen goods, and they will be stolen tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, until the people who own Yukos have been properly compensated for the theft. And no number of IPOs will change the fact that Russia has engaged in state theft.
The Rosneft IPO, says Nick Redman, is partly an attempt to buy off such criticism.
If you can have Western investors involved in the company, they have a stake in it, then there's less reason to complain about the Yukos affair.
And, says Chris Grabowski of Petroleum Review, this could bolster Putin's brand of Kremlin-controlled capitalism.
It would set the precedent that, in effect, Russia makes the rules and Western investors still turn up to part with their money.
The three biggest investors in Rosneft so far are oil companies, one of them the British giant BP. Nick Redman says they are obviously trying to curry favour with the Kremlin.
It's a way of getting on good terms with the state. And what is clear following the Yukos affair is if you're not on good terms with the Russian state, you're really not going to get anywhere in Russia's oil sector.
Yukos also showed the dangers of investing in the Russian oil sector. But all doubts and scruples seem to have been swept aside. The Rosneft IPO has succeeded. The ever-rising price of oil has ensured that President Putin's got his way. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Looking to take the Marketplace Morning Report with you on the go? Well, download our podcast at www.marketplace.org. Here in Los Angeles, I'm Cheryl Glazer. Thanks for joining us. American Public Media.
The rap business is tough. Maybe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.